Hello, my name is Rachel Pitts, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Friday, December 5th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. Today, I'll be reading John 14, 1 through 14, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. My devotional is titled Home for the Holidays. There was no feeling quite like walking through the front door of my childhood home at the end of a college fall semester. With exams finished and exhaustion deep in my bones, I could not wait to see the house my mother had lovingly prepared with cozy winter and Christmas decorations. My drive was filled with anticipation of a warm fire, hot cocoa, and lots of rest. While my Christmas memories are mostly filled with warmth and joy, I know this is not the case for everyone. Even those with happy experiences like mine can't deny that Christmas often falls short of its cultural hype. It's not all warm fires and cocoa, because the world doesn't stop being fallen in December. Sin still roams, corrupting what should be the purest of times. It's ironic how the season that should most remind us of our heavenly home often distracts us from the fact that our home is not here. Our home is in heaven. In John 14, Jesus reminds his disciples of this truth before leaving earth. After years of walking daily with him, the disciples will have to endure life and its hardships without his physical presence. This must have been a burdensome thought. To comfort them, Jesus assures the disciples that they will join him one day. When this life and the suffering it brings are over, Jesus will be there to welcome them home to his Father's house. He will prepare a place for them, one infinitely better than our earthly holiday home. Can you imagine the peace and joy we will feel walking through that door? This Christmas season, let us be people marked by gratitude that a place has been prepared for us. Let us wait in faithful anticipation for the day we walk through the gates of heaven and are overwhelmed with peace to be, for the first time, truly home for the holidays. Father, thank you for going before us. Help us this season to recognize the insatiable longing we feel for what it truly is, homesickness. Fill us with joyous expectation to be home with you one day. Amen.